I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Hey, welcome back. Minor the Mayor on a great, great Friday morning. Beautiful out there. 68 in Appleton, 66 in Oshkosh, 63 in Green Bay. Negligible. I'm trying to think of the word. Like, hardly no wind.
Yeah, negligible. That's a good way to say it.
Negligible. Negligible. Negligible winds.
But hardly no wind.
Exactly.
That's a good way to put it, too.
Okay, Jim. Wow. Okay. On our poll, nice sandy 60, naughty sandy 40. Okay, yes. Thank you very much. And then also, what is your favorite summer song? What song can you hear that just absolutely brings you back to a time in the summer?
Oh, they were here last night, right?
What's that?
Beach Boys were here last night.
That's right.
You know what?
Anything from them.
I mean, I just...
But there are certain songs that are just summer songs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know, sir. Any of those Beach Boys songs are just summer songs, I think. I don't know. I'd have to think of one. Why, do you have one that just
jumps
out?
Well, like I said, one of the things is Mungo Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
In the summertime.
Yeah.
Anything from Grease reminds you of summer. Those were like summer songs from summer movies and things like that. Mm-hmm. So what is your favorite like summer song that just brings you back to summer?
All right.
So I just want to throw that out there.
Let me think about that.
Just want to throw this out there, too. While Jim's show is on Sunday at 1 o'clock on WGBW, we are breaking ground on a new show on WISS at 1 o'clock on Sunday. It's called New Wisco Weekend, and it's going to feature, well, in fact, the Flukies. The interview that Jim did with the Flukies while you were on vacation will be featured on that show. But we're also going to hear from the people touring with the Beach Boys.
Awesome.
And hear some of the music on Sunday, 1 o'clock on WISS.
That sounds fantastic. Very cool. Very cool.
It's my competition.
What's that?
Ratings war.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, ratings war. Lean local.
See, Lean local, we talked to
a
fentanyl addict.
Which one do you like?
Who's recovered.
Exactly.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yeah, they're both great shows. And yeah.
All right. Do we have Mr. Mark Houston on?
We do.
All right.
Mark.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey, I hope you're not mad at me for I posted on your Facebook last night.
There's no comparison, John. That gentleman is miles above me, but, it's a wonderful event. It was, Alec Angold, former Bayport, quarterback, actually.
Yep.
Now, NFL fullback with the Miami Dolphins hosted a
all pro.
He hosted a two-session youth football camp out at Bayport. Just a wonderful event. We had two of our athletic trainers out there, and it was just a fun. It's a fun way to give back to your community. As I was talking with his mom, you know, I think the biggest thing is he's a great NFL ball player. He's so much a better individual that's giving back to his community. We've done some things we did a pilot program this spring with leadership and mindset. And I think it's what a lot of these kids and even adults need nowadays.
Well, so I put a thing
here. He was on our show, right?
Oh, Alec.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a real nice picture of Mark and Alec on Mark's Facebook. And I said, wow, what an incredible human being. What a great inspiration to kids. What an incredible role model. And Alec is okay too. Wow. So, yeah. So we did that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, that's really cool. You know what, though? We were talking, and I sent you a thing that I'd seen on the internet, which I think is kudos. I mean, not just to you or whatever, but all the way sports medicine has become for high school athletes over the years is mind-boggling, the growth of that. And I saw a thing where I think I sent it to you guys, too. Didn't I, Todd or Jim? But it was since 2017, injuries have dropped, like, was it 30% or 40%? In like the four major sports. And basically you have to attribute that, I think, to sports medicine in regards to, and I say medicine like that, but in regards to getting people physically better prepared for their sport going into it. Wouldn't you agree, Mark?
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing is, and you could take this a lot of different ways, John and Jim, but I think we are getting kids and coaches and helping adults understand what you need to do to prepare to be ready, and then what you need to do during the sport, and what do you need to do maybe in an off season. So I would agree that we're doing things better.
However, One of the reasons, of course,
I mean, there's always a however guy.
I think the participation is down.
Yeah, Jim, you're going down the same path. So it's, you know, what I think the biggest thing we have to remember was, so those datas were, you know, from 17, 18, and I think numbers were doing great. We hit COVID, and COVID, again, was one of those things that destroyed our numbers. So if you look at, and the National Federation got these, the WIA has these, everyone, they're out there. The numbers once COVID hit went down, and that's been a battle just trying to get kids back participating. So that's one challenge. I think the other thing that we do have to remember.
Hey, if I just jump in, Mark, I just saw this yesterday. I was going to bring it up. A school in Wisconsin that has played football for 100 years has to cancel their entire season. Lack of kids coming out.
So like, John, you talk about that right now. Well, I'll just tell you, I talked to an individual out at the Alec Ingold football camp, and they said right now they don't have a full set schedule that's going to start in a month. Well, just a little over a month here, because they don't know what kids are going to come out. So that even goes down to the Pop Warner football levels. And that's no offense to anyone, but then it kind of goes back to what I was going to say is, we talk about sports specialization, and I've talked about it here, but our biggest thing is we can't have kids sports specializing, because you think that, hey, your kid's going to go to become the next fullback or NFL, you know, kid or a pro athlete. Well, guess what? It's so few and far between. So let your kids play 2 and 3 sports, but you also need to remember, if you're going to specialize, you need to change things up. You need to give them rest. I think my biggest thing we were talking about this, John, after you sent that was, you know, we all know Mother Nature's just kind of destroyed this kind of spring and summer, but it's been amazing how a weekend's tournament will get canceled. And then I'll find out, well, you know what? 6 teams put together a scrimmage on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
Trying to get games in. It's like, how about just let your kids go and play, in the neighborhood,
right,
and do a pickup game. I mean, how many times do you guys go by a ballpark where kids say, it's just kids out there? Mm-hmm. And, you know, back in our day, kids got together, grabbed the bat, the ball, and they biked down to the park, and they put together a game. That doesn't happen anymore.
Thank you for that, which I'm just going to qualify something else that I've taken so much crap about, okay? That's why I had a basket on my bike. So I'd put the basketball in there. I'd have a football in there. I'd have the bat laying across the top. I'd have my glove on the handlebars.
Okay.
And is that, and so, John, did you take those to all the fields to deliver them to the teams?
Right. Or did you really play? You went and played.
Wow, he turned it on you too.
He turned right on
you. It's so easy. He just leaves himself open.
Wow.
A lot of us just carried it under our arm and rode with one hand.
On a pony.
You know what?
Give yourself the bell.
Guys, I even, Todd, you all right.
Give yourself the bell.
I walked right into that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Friday.
Even the other day, I thought it was so cool. I was driving. I lived down in Kimberly, and I was driving, and 2 kids, fishing poles, probably going towards the river.
Yep.
And awesome. Going to go fish.
Love it.
How many times does that happen any longer? I just don't think it does. And, yeah. And so, you know, it goes back of, let's make sports fun. But you know, it's a beautiful, I'm standing outside. It's a beautiful day today.
Right.
And we also need to encourage kids to take, you know, that time off to do a family vacation, you know, go up to the cabin or, just hang out, but put down all the balls and say, you know what, for this week, we're not going to worry about football or basketball or whatever. And we're going to go kayaking and we're going to go fishing. And we're going to go out in the boat and tube, and we're going to enjoy the weekend and enjoy the summer. It's so short as it is.
Oh, man.
We just need to do more of that.
Totally agree.
I totally agree.
And got another text right here that says, also, there's just simply less kids in schools. Why not in the UP right now? There are more 8-man football teams than 11-man football teams, which is unheard of.
I mean, you feel for those. There's a lot of things working against them. You're right. The birth rate was down, you know, and there's less kids in school right now. And then you couple that with COVID, and I can see why we're having a hard time getting teams together. Although I do want to say, I like the break from organized sports. Like you said, you can still do a pickup game, but it's like, okay,
totally
life doesn't have to be that structured. I mean, life should be like like you said, kayaking. There's really no, you know, just, it's just a loose thing. Of course, you'd stay to the right. But there's just a lot of things that kids can do that they don't have to be managed or organized. They're, let them be a kid.
Yeah, right? I totally agree. And even for the mental break, huh,
that's
Mark?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It, like you guys just said, the mental break of not having to, oh, hey, I gotta put my bag together, and then I have to get up early in the morning because the games start at 7:30, right. And we have three games today. And it's,
snack,
you know,
at
it,
10.
All of a sudden, you know, it's like, geez, what did we have a week and off this whole summer? And sadly, it doesn't. I mean, and I, trust me, I'm one that loves sports, but I think we just have to, we all have to put this kind of in perspective and say, you know what, when are we going to take off also time? Just like we put down on that third weekend of July, we're going to have a baseball tournament. When are we taking time off for our family to say we're going to go away? And I think that's what we probably need to do a little bit more of. So when we do come back, we are refreshed and we're ready to go. And it is. Before we know it, fall will be here. And we love it, the Green Bay Packers and camp and all that kind of stuff. But I guarantee you those pro players are all taking their time off the 6 weeks that they have before preseason camp starts.
And going to Egypt.
That's where Rodgers went.
Yeah,
nut job.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that you can do that's not organized is free. I mean, there's just a lot of cool things to do in just all Northeast Wisconsin. Johnny was giving me a hard time earlier, but we always just went cherry picking. We went strawberry picking. And those are just inexpensive, fun things to do as a family. It's not baseball. It's not organized. It's just good to be together and do that stuff. So, and that's going on right now. And if you look at just any, wherever you live, the Kimberly.com or Appleton, Oshkosh, there are so many things happening that you should just do as a family and get out there and explore it. And it's not these organized sports with, like you said, 7:30, I got to be here, and, right, and snack at 9. Just, you know, live, you know, be a kid for a couple weeks.
And Mark, one other thing we were talking about, one of the main injuries though that are affecting people, adults, is improper use of equipment, you know, getting a gym membership someplace and not asking somebody, hey, show me the proper technique, and people get hurt doing that, don't they?
No, they do, and that's why it's just a matter of, you know, hey, if you get to a gym or you're near, you know, someone where you say, hey, how do you do this bench correctly, or how do you squat correctly? Ask. There's a lot of experts at gyms. There's, yeah. If you're in these schools, there's strength coaches.
Yeah, how do you get this bar off my neck?
Hey, Mark, can you stick around? We got more stuff we want to talk to you about, okay?
Yeah.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Stay with us. Be right back.
Nobody on the road. Nobody on the beach. I feel it in the air. The summer's out of reach.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning, talking sports with Mark Houston from Bevan Sports Medicine. And we're talking about that, Mark. I saw that thing where so many people injure themselves trying to get in shape by not having the proper technique when they use different types of workout equipment.
Yeah, I think it's proper techniques. Or let's just talk about, you know, I think we've talked about this before, like running. There's no point of you if you haven't run in like the last year or 5 years or 10 years, don't go out and try to just do a 5 mile run. You know, how about just starting with walking, and walking a mile and seeing how you do, because you guys know how it is. You go overdo it that first day, and then you come back and you wake up the next morning and say, I am so sore.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to do it. So it's one of those balances of,
We are there. We are the people he's talking about right now.
Yeah, just call. You can call us by name.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
Jim and Jack.
Well, you guys, we've all been in that. But, you know, I mean, everyone is going to look in the mirror and go, yep, I've done that before. So I think it's just one of those things of, you know, it's slowly going, hey, I can walk. How about just around 2 blocks and see how you do? And do that again 2 nights later and do that again. And then say, okay, I'm feeling better. I'm going to go down 4 blocks, you know, and just keep on. It's the same thing of don't grab the bar and add, you know, 245 pounds on each side and go, I'm going to squat this. It's just not going to happen. And if you do it, then you're going to come back and say, oh, my legs are sore. Why did I do that? And then you're going to say, forget this. I'm not going to come back and do that again. So it's just a balance of, you know, how much are you doing and just slowly ramping in.
Well, you know, another thing though, Mark, you mentioned something that I know of so many people, even pro athletes, who have been injured from squatting. That is, if you don't do that right, it is so easy to hurt your back and get one of those injuries that might stay with you for a lifetime with squatting. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, it's squatting, benching, basic things like box jumps. You know, it's like, do you know how to one, jump up? Do you know how to land? Landing sometimes just as important, because that's where people get injured. And then they do it 10 times and then they wonder why their knees are sore. So yeah, it's just kind of going back saying, how am I supposed to do this? And I think that's, if you can learn how to do it, you're going to master those things and remember those key points of, you know, what am I doing up and what am I doing down?
And I had a coach when I was in the seventh grade told me squats were really important. And I would do them in my basement like you can't believe. And I think that's what why I got developed Osgood Slaughter's disease, and my legs became short. I think they were on their way. I'm serious.
It always turns back to you. Okay.
I think
all right,
squatting caused that disease in my legs, and that's why they didn't lengthen the way they should have. My dad's legs are like 6 inches longer than mine.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to me, Mark.
That's how you explain it.
That's how you know, let
science
believe
wise,
it.
We just put a John Rhino
right.
Because
you're not going to change.
It's a true story.
Now.
A doctor even told me that, Jim.
I don't believe that. Okay, hey, Mark.
Wait, read Peter Flukey's thing.
Oh, wow. Peter, on the back end, as an older athlete, Peter, you're not that old, who everyone thinks just bikes, cross training is my salvation, both mentally and physically. So this guy's unbelievable.
This is Peter Flukey.
I bike, walk, swim, lift, hike, snowshoe, rock climb, etc. Being a multi-sport has served me well my entire life. And that's Peter Flukey, who he's the guy that biked to New York a couple weeks ago.
He and his wife.
And is just, he, that guy, and he's like our age, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't
he's an unbelievable.
He's got to be a little bit younger
he's
than
like
you guys.
He's 50 years younger than us physically.
50 years younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's retired. He was a cop.
I know. I know.
Well, but whatever. Yeah. He's.
But you know what? We
he's
keep
in great shape. He's the one who said he's an older athlete. So I
know.
I'm not saying
we're old. We sit here and we preach to people things that we don't really do.
Right.
You know, it's like a preacher that preaches against drinking and then you know goes
Jimmy
home.
Stewart.
Yeah. Exactly. But what I'm saying is, it's indisputable.
That's
Mark
Stewart. Jimmy Stewart was the actor. Who was that guy, Todd? That crazy
the preacher that
preacher
went nuts.
That,
yeah. Stewart.
Oh, Jimmy Swagger?
Swagger. Yeah, Swagger. Right, okay, right. Anyway, back to
but
that.
But what I'm saying is, you know, we keep harping about this even though we don't do it. But, Mark, there is no argument against multi-type sports, is there?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's you just need to do more of it when you're young. Now, as Peter just said, okay, great, he bikes, you know, that's their big thing, but they also cross train, right. You know, they also do a lot. We've talked about this. They do a lot with nutrition. They're, you know, what their body does on that trip to New York on a day by day basis, they needed fuel, and you need to understand what your body needs. So, again, it's one thing, I'm sure they had some flat areas, and then they had areas where guess what were major hills. And yes, you can enjoy them because you got to go downward, but it's just one of those things. You better understand what your body needs. And if you just train only a certain muscle group, when you need those other muscle groups that are weak or your stomach because you didn't eat the right stuff, you're going to know, you're going to balk. You're going to struggle. It's a matter of putting everything, all the pieces together. You know, it's just not about, oh, I just need this muscle group. So it's challenging. And as we get older, you know, our bodies start to wear out, and we also have to be, you know, pay attention to that of bodies do wear out, and sometimes you need to be seen. But it's great if you slowly prepare and get ready for whatever you want to do.
Peter he must be listening, sent a text in here. He's 62, Johnny. He is like the John. Who was that guy that was in?
I would never have imagined.
No
never
way.
In a million
never.
Years. He's the most 62-year-old man in America.
You should get that TV show. Wasn't it John Bartlett? Remember that guy in Green Bay? He had a TV show, exercise show.
In Green Bay?
Yeah. He had an exercise show. It was
way long time ago,
when
right?
We were
really?
Little kids.
Oh, I,
when
no,
we were little kids.
Oh, I didn't get Green Bay TV.
Your parents didn't make you watch that?
We didn't have Green Bay. We had Marquette. We had one station.
Okay.
And a little black and white TV.
Anyway, And then who was the other guy that he died when? I tell you when he died when
Jack LaLanne.
Yes,
I remember Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, yeah. I was.
But Peter does not look 62.
Not at all.
Not at all. I'm just saying that he could. He had another career.
If
in
you
front
didn't
of
know
him.
How old I was, how old did you think I was, Mark?
81.
Did I ask you?
Oh, sorry, Mark.
I do think what Peter is saying. I think he's wondering next summer when is the John Mido and Jim Schmidt bike
down Washington. Tour. Just down
I'm ready for that any day. I'm ready for that any day.
Just down the block. That's
any
all they
day.
Can make it.
Any day. Any that. Day. Yeah, it was got somebody just texted John Bartman. I don't know that show at all. Never heard of it.
And
who carried it?
I think Channel 2, wasn't it?
Okay. I don't know.
He would come out on his little mat and with his little white t-shirt on and you would have to exercise with him.
I've never heard
Your
of that show.
Didn't make you do that.
We didn't get the show in Nagani.
Hey, Peter, we don't have enough time.
Mark,
you're talking to Mark.
I mean, Mark, Peter. Well, I'd like to know what Peter thinks.
Yeah, they're both
this.
Apostles.
Yeah, they are. They're a hell of a lot better than we are. That's funny. Love your church. Yoga. A friend of mine texted me about...
Well, a big thing now is chair yoga.
This wasn't chair yoga. This was just...
But I mean, for guys like us, we should be doing chair yoga.
I'm not sure I know
yeah,
what that is.
Yeah, there's chair yoga.
Yeah. Office workers, that's the big thing now.
No, that's the thing. They pedal underneath the desk.
No, you do this, something like this.
Wow, John, that's unbelievable.
Here's some of the basic stuff you can do. Here's
I'm serious. Do that. Do that for
great.
5 minutes, Jim.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's see how long you can do it. We'll time you.
We have a guest on. Go ahead, Mark.
No, I was just going to say, here's a great thing too. If you work all day long and you sit through meetings, cut the meeting off 4 or 5 minutes early and go on a walk and walk the stairs. Don't take the elevator or walk a floor and just get some exercise. Because how many of us sit just at the desk and look at a screen all day long?
I actually had a guy last night here at the apartment said, wow, you're using the stairs. I said, yep, but only
the elevator's
down.
Broke.
I go, only down. Mark, stick around. We still want to talk some more with you. Is that okay? Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning in downtown Green Bay, downtown Oshkosh, and points in between. 68 right now in Appleton, 68 in Oshkosh, 63 in Green Bay. Reminder, tomorrow I will be at the Doc Spider Stadium in Fond du Lac for the Patriot Amputee Softball Games. And so happy to be a part of that. It's these amputee veterans, and they help amputee kids to play softball and things like that. I want to back them as much as humanly possible. But with that being said, I saw the heat index. One of the reports said it's going to be over 100 degrees. Mark, give us a little bit of advice right now. 100-degree heat index this weekend. What do we do? This is Mark Houston, by the way, Bell and Sports Medicine. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, no, I think the biggest thing is if you haven't started drinking water, you got to drink it now. I think that's one of the biggest things that, you know, the long term is when you know it's going to get hot, and it even 85 and 90 is hot, is drinking lots of water, drinking, you know, throwing a little bit of a Gatorade or a Powerade in there where it's got electrolytes. That those is what you kind of need to kind of help replenish.
But not too much, right, Mark, of those?
Yeah, it's a balance. You know.
Because there were guys in Iraq that got, like, almost life-threatening issues because they would, like, the new guys that went over, and they'd drink, like, 10 Gatorades or power drinks. Yeah.
What you have to remember, that's where the science comes in. We've talked about this, is where you drink those and it goes in your stomach. Your stomach can only pull out so much at a time. So that's why I say, like, starting today, it's a matter of starting to drink more water every hour. And then making sure that you're also replenishing it later on at night. If you start adding alcohol beverages to it, you need to also add some water to it. If you sit out in the heat all day tomorrow, light colored clothing, adding water, you know, every hour where you don't need to slam 24 ounces, you know, every hour. It's a matter of sipping it, making sure it's available to you, and not wait until you go, geez, I'm now thirsty. Because if you're saying now you're thirsty and it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're probably too late, you know, so you're going to play big time catch up. So, even basic stuff of taking a a cool towel and putting in a small cooler that's got water ice in it and put it over your neck. And because, yeah, you guys need to cool off. I mean, it was, I used to work with minor league club baseball, and you're in these dugouts and sometimes stagnant air and it's not moving. These guys are running around and it may be 5-6 o'clock at night, but you got to make sure that they're hydrated all the time because, sports do get played and you can still play them. I mean, you got to make sure you're hydrated on a daily basis.
Mark, I was looking at, besides sports in the summer, a lot of us get out and do things that we don't actually do in the winter. And I was just reading
like pick cherries
about,
and things?
Huh?
Like pick cherries?
Well, pick cherries, strawberries, yeah. But I'm talking about where you can be injured. And
fall off a ladder.
They had, that is
be careful.
And that happens.
Do you wear a helmet?
Later in the afternoon. I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
When I clean the gutters, do I wear a helmet?
When you pick cherries on a ladder.
I knew where John was going.
I know. Hey, but it said it has some things and then it has the way to prevent, but water sports injuries are a big deal. And, right? I mean, people get out and your jet ski, you haven't been out there.
You
got to condition a little bit before you get out there, even kayaking. And, you can pull a muscle doing that if you don't condition yourself.
Well, not only that, but we had Jess on. Jess Wege from the Amputee Society the other day. She talked about that poor little boy that's going to be at the camp today and tomorrow.
Geez.
Fell off his family's pontoon and lost his legs because of propellers. I mean, you're on a family outing on a pontoon and something horrific can happen. There are no, correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, there are no minor water injuries. It's like if something happens, you're out on the water, it's not good. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's just a matter of being prepared. It's the same thing of wearing a life jacket.
Well,
here's another thing.
Yeah.
We talked about how about just wearing, being prepared with the sun. So it's called, and my wife would probably sit there and say, well, Mark, you don't always do it. And I didn't. I think I've gotten better, but it's wearing, your lotions and stuff like that. Is it SP 15 or is it SP 50 that you need to put on? How many people come in and say, oh, yep, Mark got burnt today. Well, that's not great for skincare.
Well, you know what, though? Melanoma is a lot more serious than you used to hear, oh, you got skin cancer. Okay, big deal. They cut off. It's amazing the people who were healthy people and got melanoma and passed away from it. I mean, there's athletes, lots of athletes that have died from it. It's not from the melanoma itself. It's what it leads to. And that's why so often you go to an NFL training camp now, and Mark, you've been to a million practices. How many of those coaches are wearing the big, almost like safari hats or whatever you want to call them? Yeah, bucket hats.
Yeah. It's one of those. And I had a dad who drove a concrete truck for 30 some years, and probably never, he never probably put anything on. And then later in life, he did landscaping and, he got a bucket hat and he had some skin cancer. But it was one of those things of if you can protect yourself from sun, and when we're all young, we want to look buff and we want to get
that
nice tan.
And
we want to do things. But it's one of those things you start realizing, holy cow, this is not good. And so again, it's not about, you can have the serious injuries of falling off a boat and geez, does someone have a life protector on, what I mean? But it's one of those things of, have fun, but be prepared for what you're going to go into. It's the same thing tomorrow. John, you're not participating, but you're at the event, and you are going to be sweating, I guarantee. It's a matter of, are you having water available? Are you having Gatorade available? And it's just a matter of being prepared.
Okay, I will tell this story. I just found an old email. I was going through a box of stuff the other day, and I found an email from one of the guys in Kuwait when I was going to be going over there. And he's talked about different things, whatever. And he said, hey, one big reminder. He says, on your way over on the flight, no booze, all water. Okay? I totally went against that.
I'm sure.
I had all booze and no water. Okay? So it was KLM Airlines where those stewardesses are just there all the time.
There's no ice?
Well, yeah, there's probably ice in it.
Okay, well, water. Okay.
Yeah, good point. It was gin and tonics. But anyway, what I'm saying is, so I did exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
That night, I suffered the worst pain since I had torsion of the testicle when I was 16 years old from that football injury. It was the worst pain since then. My entire body cramped up. Mark, have you ever seen anybody when their entire body cramps up?
Yeah, and it's hard to imagine that.
Oh.
I mean, when your abs are cramping up and when your legs are strained, it's not about just your hands or
it's
your
toes. I got a cramp in my calf. No, your entire body cramps up.
It serves you right.
You can't believe the pain. Mark, if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And I think what you have to remember is like where you were going.
Yeah.
The heat that is over there is not like we all live in Wisconsin. So when it gets to be 95 and it's hot, that's their cooling period.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just saw down in Phoenix or Vegas, it was like 120 the other day.
Wow.
You know, can you imagine that? And I think I looked at Phoenix. They were going like 2 straight weeks of it always hitting above 100 degrees.
Yeah, I talked to my brother in Tucson. It was 111.
Barely touch it.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just want to tell people, you do not want your body to cramp up. And it can happen so easy because you don't feel any other symptom. And then all of a sudden it happens and you almost can't move. Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to tell a, you know, whatever melodramatic here, but I climbed out of my bunk and I was on the top bunk and I crawled. I couldn't even walk. I literally, on all fours, I crawled outside of the tent to get to these big bottles of these pallets of water that were burning hot. You know what I mean? They just sit outside. Yeah. But the guy came out with me and he said, "Hey, man, you just got to keep." And I kept throwing it up just because the water was so hot and it tastes like melted plant. He goes, "You got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. We'll try to get a medic to get you an IV or something." But it was the middle of the night. And it was and then he just started pouring it all over my head, my neck, and everything like that. And I kind of finally came around. But you do not want your body to cramp up from being dehydrated.
Well, you do
and you have no other symptoms. I didn't feel sick, didn't feel anything. I didn't even feel thirsty. I didn't feel the slightest bit thirsty. And I was completely dehydrated.
That's because you just, okay. Had you listened and just, you just drank straight alcohol for what? That's got to be what? 14-hour flight? I mean, that's, I've been over there. Okay. Hey, Mark, I'm going to go through some.
Yeah, you made the trip to Kuwait.
I did. I drank water and I felt fine. Never got sick. It was great. I enjoyed it. It was a little hot. I admit that. A lot of sand. But no, I listened. The guy said, don't drink alcohol, drink water. And everyone on that flight were like, okay. So you evidently weren't on our flight.
I had tonic.
Well, okay, that's a little awesome.
By the way, Peter Mark said, while biking Route 66, we seldom had a day under 90 degrees. Wow. As Mark said, the heat is manageable, but you need to be very careful and respect what your body is telling you. When I get a heat headache, I know it's time to slow down and get out of heat. Peter Flukey.
Yeah, he does know. Hey, Mark, there's these top 10 injuries in the summer. I'm just going to go through a few of them. And you can tell me how to prevent them. And we will listen to you. But 59,000.
Is this another really bad trivia?
No. Yeah, okay. Just a good step.
This
is good. This is good.
Okay.
No, this isn't trivia. I was telling you trivia. I'm going to the doctor.
He's trying to jazz it up for you.
No, people are going to start going to another station.
No,
stick around, people.
They're already gone.
No. Could be right on that. 59,000 people, injuries. You want to guess what it is, Johnny? You won't guess. It's volleyball.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
How can we, what can we do about to prevent injuries from volleyball? I kind of have it in front of me, but I'm going to ask
the
doctor.
Does it say what type of injuries?
It just says.
A lower leg, I bet.
Well, it doesn't get that detailed.
I could see like an Achilles or something, huh?
It just said
probably ankle, knee, Achilles.
It just said to stretch and warm up before the game and wear sunscreen and stay hydrated. Okay, that's well, I'm going to skip that. Was
Mark? Is it true you applied to be the head trainer for the Olympic beach volleyball team?
How about the one in Oshkosh? Just do that. Oh, he's at home. He's standing next to his wife.
He thought about that for a second. It's like,
actually, what I'm doing
I'm
is
not gonna make
as I'm watching. As I'm watching, here's a great thing. I just watched my neighbor and his son, and they are going golfing. Which actually, I'm going to a different golf on today. But this was impressive of watching my neighbor, who is probably all of 14, I believe, that he came out and he swung his clubs a little bit, and he also put on, I believe, his suntan lotion, and he also put on probably mosquito repellent. That's another thing. It's like, you know what, you go to some of these golf courses and it's like you just get ate up.
Yeah.
It's like being prepared. Put that in your golf bag. That's another probably simple one that someone's gonna go golfing this weekend. It's like, yeah, I need to throw a bottle of that in there.
There are some courses that are just notorious for that though, aren't there?
Oh, I'm going to one today and the front it's on the front, you probably never have it. In the back, there's no wind, and it's tucked, and the sun starts baking, and the bugs come out, and you're kind of like, geez, for those three holes, that was horrible.
I got a, I could even show it here. I got a bite on my stomach, okay, right on my stomach, that I think is infected from a deer fly. It's like a big red thing now, pass. And you can see where, like, actually.
Are you sure it's not a tick?
Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to dig into it and see if there might be a tick just buried in there.
Yeah,
you want to check it out for me?
Not at all. Not.
Let me get the camera. We'll go live on Facebook. Okay.
No.
What is it? What's
do that?
What's
that on your own show?
Stomach?
Yeah.
What kind of bite is this?
What is Bunchy? Yes, I could have had. What does Mino smell like?
Yeah. Did you listen yesterday, Mark? So this is John. You know, of course, he lives alone. Upstairs in these apartments, he did the laundry finally and put it in the washer and left it in there for like 3 days.
2 days.
2 days. And it just, you know, the water, the moisture started to get mold. Well, out of respect for me and Todd, he just puts it on and comes into the studio and just stunk yesterday. But I'll give you credit for admitting it. But
well, I thought it was you. I did. I thought it was you. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's me. That's me. It smelled like a grandma's fruit cellar where she keeps all the canned vegetables.
Yes.
It smelled like that.
No, this is
John just came back from the UP and there wasn't a difference. You know, now
back to civilization. But I'm not kidding. I might have a tick completely buried in my stomach.
All right. Okay. We'll just
I need somebody to look at that.
Yeah, and it's nobody in this studio. Okay, another injury. We're talking about summer injuries, and the doctor's gonna tell 83,000 people. Trampoline.
Oh, trampolines scare me.
And
I agree with that.
Johnny, what do you think? How can you avoid trampoline injuries?
This is super common. Trampolines always scare me.
This is super common sense. One person at a time.
Okay.
You know, because you hit, I mean, you jump.
One quick thing with trampolines. You know what I think has gotten better? There's now nets around.
Yeah, them. Yeah. It says use a trampoline net to minimize falls. That is one of the solutions. But there's some other ones coming up. And you know, 181,000 people. I mean, what do you think is gonna is it?
Biking?
No, it's
what? What was that?
I was doing the crawl, man.
I have no idea what you're doing.
What's the crawl?
What's the crawl? I don't know.
The butterfly.
What are you talking about? Swimming?
Yes. Oh, okay, we're going to get back to that. And we're going to talk about how to prevent that.
Don't ever make that unathletic move that you just did ever again. I'll show you my tick in my stomach. Oh, Mark, God.
Sweet days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday, heading into a scorching hot weekend. It's great having Mark Husnot from Bell and Sports Medicine. Great having Peter Fluke chime in from, you know what? You and I should just like have a picture of Peter up. And then when we go to eat something bad, it's like he wouldn't eat that.
We want to look like Peter. What would Peter do?
What would Peter do?
We'll get this little wristband.
Exactly. Exactly. Because people wanted me to get wristbands. Remember the
That's what Jesus.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
They wanted me to have some. What would Mino do? And they'd look at that every day.
And just turn it inside out.
Yeah.
Opposite.
Exactly.
Hey, when we get Mark back on here next week, though, these summer injuries, you know.
Like I said, the trampolines scare me. I was never good in trampoline in gym class.
You know.
Yeah. But Lisa Hale, were you good on a trampoline? Is that a no? Or? That's
I am not an athletic person at all. I'm not good on anything.
I thought the hardest thing was when you had to do that thing. You jump, you get high enough. Then you had to put your hands behind your back, and you had to have your hands and your legs hit exactly the same, so you'd pop exactly straight up. And if you were off kilter, you'd basically fall off the trampoline.
Well, that's why those nets are absolutely critical.
And then have these
critical
kids standing around that weren't paying attention. They were supposed to catch you and save your life. They never helped anybody. So, yeah, I have nightmares of the trampoline days when I was in gym class. That and the gymnastics aspect where you're supposed to, like, stand on your head. Remember those? I could never do that either. Could you?
Yeah.
No, you couldn't.
I could, too. I could stand on my head.
You could not stand
on your head. I could stand on my head.
I'll give you $100 right now if you stand on your head.
Go ahead, right here. I'm not 14 anymore.
Well, okay.
I could stand on my head. I could, yes, $100. I could stand on my head.
You know what else I want to challenge you on?
I could probably do that.
You know what else I'm going to challenge you on for money?
What?
Because you were scoffing at the chair yoga. We'll do it. We'll do it one day next week. We'll do it. Who can do it longer? Todd will time it. Who can do it? Because you scoffed at chair yoga.
That's like a wall sit. Okay.
Well, you're going up and down on your chair and the whole thing. It's a yoga thing.
Oh, that's not okay.
You want to do a $50 bet?
Yeah. No. Yes or no? No. Get your heart. Okay. Just hi, Lisa. I just want to. We're going to get Mark Hewson back on, but I just want you to take this guess. So we're going through the 10 most common summer vacation injuries, and we talked about water sports, 29,000 people. What do you think the number one summer injury is? And it's over 500,000 people get injured doing this in the summer. And it's not swimming. And it's not ATVs.
If it's not swimming and ATVs, I would guess it's probably cycling?
Yes, you're right.
Nicely done, Lisa.
And the number one prevention would be what? Pretty common sense.
Stretching beforehand, no. I would guess, and knowing what you're doing.
Well, what else but the injury, though? What do you think?
Not wearing a helmet?
Yeah. A helmet is, yeah. So bicycle injuries, over 500,000 people get injured on bicycles in the summer, and it's preventable. Like you said, stretching's on there, but they said the number one thing is wearing a helmet. Anyway. What do you got going on, Lisa?
Oh, I am so excited about this weekend.
Right.
We are launching New Wisco Weekend, and it is going to air on WISS and in Oshkosh. And it is a hour-long news magazine show. And the best way I can describe it would be if you take CBS Sunday Morning from television, but turn it into radio and really local.
I used to love Charles Kuralt.
Yes.
Remember Charles Kuralt when he'd host that show?
He liked like the North Dakota for some reason.
Don't go there.
Y'all are nuts. But, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to have a cover story every week. And then we're going to have lots of different segments throughout it, whether it be an entertainment segment, a segment on weather. For example, Brittany Merlot is going to really dig into what the heat indices are.
That's our girl.
Yep.
Love her.
We are actually having a segment of y'all's conversation with the Flukies. Cover story.
I'm sorry. We're having a what, Lisa?
With who?
With what?
Y'all's conversation.
That's what I wanted to hear once again.
Me too.
What a beautiful word, y'all.
Y'all. Okay.
So, now you know.
They're doing that from Tulsa, Oklahoma. The show is live from there. Y'all.
It's Louisiana in me. I'm sorry.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Myself.
Love it.
You know, I was thinking, Lisa, John likes like Charles Kuralt. Maybe he could be the Charles Kuralt of our show.
He has.
We can get him a camper. We can get him a camper to travel around the streets of Northeast Wisconsin.
Love that.
Uh-huh.
I would so love that.
Put a tracker on that. But yeah, let's do that.
But I'd like to have a driver. Can you get me a dedicated driver for the camper?
There's people who would probably love that job.
I know. And then I'll just sit back and write and do my things. I would love
Sit back and write.
What is wrong with you?
Back to his whatever he had on the way to Kuwait.
Unbelievable.
Did we see gin and tonics?
Okay.
Also, if you have time today, can you check out what looks like a tick that Mino has on his stomach? I mean, if he pulls up his shirt, would you
take... You want me to check that out?
No. I'm leaving.
Well, you're a Louisiana girl. You dealt with a lot of ticks.
Yeah, tons of ticks. But why is it still on your stomach if you think you have a tick on you?
Same reason his laundry was in there for 3 days. He just doesn't take care of things.
Do you not know how to remove a tick?
Yeah, I took a couple off my brother last week. So, yeah, I know how to remove them.
Why do I all of a sudden feel like your mama? You know, boy, get that tick off you.
Well, it's just gotten really, really red and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm swelling.
The tick itself is red?
I don't know. It's just I got this red thingy now where there's a little bit of a hole. I don't know if it's from a horse fly or a deer fly.
On.
And the rest of it got infected maybe or something.
There's people listening to us eating breakfast. So
it's a medical thing, Jim.
Let's move on.
I might be helped. This might be a public service thing for other people that have the same
totally
issue.
Totally a PSA. Yeah, just don't. This is your PSA. Ignore, out of sight, out of mind. That's not the way to do it.
That is not your PSA. Your PSA is pay attention to your body, especially in the summer when you're out there and ticks are big.
Fine.
Brought to you by the Mino Foundation.
The Mino Memorial Foundation.
Right. Now that's
John who died of a tick. Hey, Lisa, one more time. Tell us about the brand new show, when it's on, and where to find it.
The brand new show is New Wisco Weekend, and it airs on WISS Sundays at 1 p.m. I hope I got that right.
No, you're right. Yep.
And it's a news magazine show that focuses on as it says, New Wisco on our Northeast Wisconsin area.
Outstanding. Looking forward to it.
That's awesome, Lisa. Congratulations.
Hey, Lisa, is this kind of like Louisiana weather we're getting this weekend?
This is nothing like Louisiana weather we're getting this weekend. I mean,
but it's a little close. It's a little close because there's a lot of humidity that's coming in this weekend. No. And you guys have
y'all talk about humidity when it's in 90%, but I'm used to humidity at 100 and 110%, which you can have over 100%.
Don't you love it when somebody who was born and raised in a town known as Cool City, because it's so
coolest
cold,
place in Wisconsin,
telling somebody from Louisiana, oh yeah, where's hot as Louisiana this week? Yeah, don't you love that guy, Lisa Hale? Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you're
Lisa.
Anytime, guys.
Congrats on your show.
We got to send a quick break. We got what's going on. We got live music. We still got a lot of bleep going on today. Stay with us. And I'll be out.